It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Justin Bieber has apologized for what he calls an insensitive April Fool's Day prank after posting a number of images implying that he and his wife Hailey Baldwin were expecting a baby. After receiving backlash for the images, fans pointed out how it can be very sensitive to joke about having a baby when so many people can't have kids. So Justin Bieber made a public response yesterday. He said, "There's always going to be people offended. There's also people who don't take jokes very well. I'm a prankster and it was April Fool's." He said, "I didn't at all mean to be insensitive to people who can't have children. A lot of people I know, their first go-to prank on April Fool's is telling their parents they're pregnant and they get a big reaction. But I will apologize anyway and take responsibility and say sorry to people who are offended." Kim Kardashian tried to explain to her daughter Northwest why there are people always trying to take pictures of them. The two were in a car being followed by the paparazzi. I think Kim was being a little bit like deadpan in this. Like, she's playing into the stereotypes that she is famous for nothing.
Why is there lots of people every day taking pictures of us?
Well, to get very technical, my name is Kim Kardashian.
No.
And daddy is Kanye West. And daddy is a singer, performer, artiste. Mommy has so many talents, I can't even begin to name them.
Two more women have come forward to accuse former Vice President Joe Biden of touching them inappropriately. A Tuesday New York Times report quotes sexual assault survivor Caitlin Caruso said she was a 19-year-old college student when Biden placed his hand on her thigh and hugged her just a little bit too long at a University of Nevada event on the topic of sexual assault. Caruso told the Times she never mentioned the incident publicly and at the time simply attributed it to the behavior of men. Another woman, 59-year-old DJ Hill, met Biden at a 2012 Minneapolis fundraising event when she and her husband posed for a photograph. The then vice president put his hand on her shoulder and then started dropping it down her back, which made her feel very uncomfortable. Her husband, seeing the movement, put his hand on Mr. Biden's shoulder and interrupted with a joke. She said only he knows his intent, but norms are changing now, and if something makes you feel uncomfortable, you have to feel like you're able to say it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi doesn't think the recent complaints about former Vice President Joe Biden's touchy-feely behavior should keep him out of the 2020 presidential race. She said, "I don't think it's disqualifying." Pelosi does have some advice for Joe Biden, though. She said he should stick to shaking hands.
Do you think, I've never been accused of anything, knocking on wood hard. Do you think there's a point there that people need to kind of back off and give more space? Because I'm like a hugger out of everything. Like, I really like, "Hey, how you doing?" Do you think that's too much? Or
I see both sides. I think, like, you have to know this day of age. Like, people are very sensitive to different things like that.
Yeah.
You need to be aware of personal space.
After that radio DJ with Taylor Swift allegedly grabbed her butt.
Yep.
I keep my hand, like, off of people's back now. No, I do. Like, we do photos, and I'm not saying somebody would do it, but I don't want to lose my job because somebody thought I did something I didn't mean to do.
And then people are bringing up, are people too sensitive? Is the Me Too movement going too far? Then there's the double standard of, like, these are all the same people that freaked out about Brett Kavanaugh that are freaking out about, or not freaking out, or saying we shouldn't freak out about Joe Biden. It's like, there's all these different nuances to this story and these stories as they keep coming out, so it's interesting to see how it plays out. Lauren Conrad, of course, one of the most famous reality stars, arguably of all time, The Hills, Laguna Beach. Her and her reality star husband, William Tell, are expecting their second child together. They got married in 2014 and have a one-year-old son together. Coming up in less than an hour, the unexpected thing you might know this TV star from.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, Liv the Web Girl is back. She's feeling better than she was, but guess what? There's still some things she does not get. She doesn't understand it. It's coming up in about 6 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.